We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Presented by Under Armour and Prize Picks. Up to $100 match on your first deposit with the promo code LightYears. Welcome to LightYears. Andy Liu, sort of a trap game tonight. Warriors beat the Miami Heat though. 113-92, much needed win to hold ground over the Houston Rockets. And here we are. We just watched the end of the Lakers and the Bucks double overtime game. I feel like it's been a disappointing season, but it does have that like end of season, like watching games, standings watch, a little bit of that fun going on.
If tonight was a trap game for the Warriors, I will truly know this team is done for the foreseeable future, because there is no way. And to the credit of the Warriors, they came out, played very well. Really through most of the game, given what they are this season, should not be overlooking any team, especially the Miami Heat on the road, regardless if they're missing their, you could say, best player or second best player tonight. And certainly one of their best scorers, Tyler Hero. So they came out, they look like they're ready to play, which is nice, Sam. I mean, I know that's bare minimum, but we've seen the Warriors not do that many times. And like it was tied. I mean, they were down at half. They were down at the first, but I thought they played with good energy, which again, like that's what you need.
No Jimmy Butler, no Tyler Hero, no Duncan Robinson, and no Kevin Love. Basically, you know, no Jimmy and the Whites.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's the Miami Heat. It middle of the second quarter, I'm like, oh, they're going to lose. It doesn't matter. Spo can find a guy on the side of the road, and next thing you know, he's hitting threes and defending like his, you know, like his hair's on fire. Because the Heat are like that in general. But the Warriors did come through. I agree with you. They brought the appropriate energy and focus. And even in the second quarter, when that stretch at the end of the second quarter was really infuriating, where Chris Paul's turning it over, and I'm just like, oh, we're going to do this? Really? We're doing this against, I don't, you know, against Jamal Kane and, you know, Haywood Haysmith, and I don't know, that sort of thing. But you know what? To their credit, came out in the third quarter, and I thought the third quarter was really good for them.
Yeah, because you just out-talent these teams, right? That's really what it ends up being. If you don't put yourself in a hole where all of a sudden Nikola Jovic, you know, has the confidence to just keep making threes on you, or Jaime Jaquez gets hot and he's making threes. Like, if you put yourself in a situation where you're just up five or you're just down one and you're just in the game, you're going to out-talent this team. And so many times this season, they have not done that. All of a sudden, Jeremy Sochan's bombing threes and you cannot guard Miles McBride. Like, that's just how it goes. Right? So all you have to do is to stay in the game. We're not asking for that much. Stay in the game and you will out-talent this team. The Warriors have been available. These guys have been available. Wiggins has been available. Kuminga has been available. Draymond Green has played a ton. Klay Thompson has been available and good. So they haven't been missing guys. They've been playing teams that are missing guys. They've just been missing mentally. Not tonight, which is nice.
And to be clear, we're talking about games like the Knicks last week.
Yeah.
The Bulls 2 weeks ago. The Spurs 2 weeks ago. We're not talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves, where unfortunately the Warriors just are not as talented as.
Yeah, yeah, we don't care about that loss, right?
Yeah, but like we're talking about the games where they like this team should be. They're 37 and 34. They should be at 40 wins. We should be comfortably talking about them not in risk of missing the play-in. We should be talking about can they jockey a better seed than the Phoenix Suns? Yeah. And effort levels are the reason that they're closer to 11 than 6 right now. You know, talent is the reason they're not close to 1.
Yes.
But effort is the reason they're closer to 11.
Yes, effort, coaching, all that stuff. I really agree with that. And you named 3 games, and that's not even taking into account today. I saw a stat on the old internet that the Warriors have the most losses with 15-point leads or something like that. They have 12
favorites.
12 of them. It's like it's insane. So you throw away like 4 or 5 giveaway games. Let's say they go 3-3 on those. Mm-hmm. Then you throw away of those 12 games. Let's say they go 6-6. That's 9 more wins. Look, I'm just throwing shit out there. But like, it's just that's 9. That's just 9 wins going 500. Okay, fine. Let's just say of those 9 wins, you take away 4 of them because this team just maybe isn't that good. That's still 5 wins.
That puts you with Phoenix and the Kings, and you're talking about fighting for the 6th seed. Yeah. No, I mean it's a fair point.
So funny.
Resetting back to this game.
Yep.
The big change was they changed the starting lineup. Pods to the bench, Clay to the starting lineup. Clay, phenomenal game, set the tone, hitting shots early, gave them more space. I thought Kuminga, it took him a little bit to get used to it, but he took advantage of it, particularly in the third quarter. Wiggins, the same thing. And it made sense because I think Pods had an excellent season, but last couple of weeks, the rookie wall has been real, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's been very real, and this is probably their best 5-man lineup right now.
Without a doubt, I think. Mm-hmm. I think without a doubt, especially when Wiggins is playing well, really is the key to this lineup working. With the Clay stuff, you know, when they reported this before the game, the first thing that popped to mind was, this is really what has made Steve Kerr's job a no-win situation this season, is that this team doesn't have a set lineup, nor do they have a set of players that he can just set and forget. So he really, and let's contrast this to the Miami Heat, he really has to do the Eric Spoelstra style of coaching, and that's just not what Steve Kerr, that's not his principle, that's not his coaching philosophy. It's not to, all right, we're going to yo-yo guys, and we're going to, like, when he puts Pods in the starting lineup, he wants to start Pods the rest of the season. He doesn't want to take Pods out. Before he benched Clay, he did not want to bench
Clay. He wanted, yeah, you're right. He wanted that to be the new, like, all right, Clay, you're a 6-man now. Let's get used to this. Let's all thrive off of this.
Exactly. He doesn't want to do the on again, off again, because, I mean, and he's right. You need a set structure for the team to be consistent, to be happy with their roles. And so that's why I think it's just been so hard this season. Outside of that, I know people complain about Steve Lamy included. Outside of that, it's also hard to manage when Clay's going to play well, when Pods is going to play well, when Chris Paul's going to play well. Because isn't Steve Kerr's thing always long-term? He's going to wait 5 extra games. I could have told you a week and a half ago Pods should have sat on the bench. I'm pretty sure I said it on the pod. It was an obvious move. But Steve's never going to do it, not when it should be done. He's going to do it 5 games after he should be done, because that's how he always is. And that's just not going to be the best path forward coaching with this team. And I think that's both a roster issue as well as a coaching issue. But, you know, for tonight, you can see it works, right? You can see that it just obviously works.
I think it's a total roster issue. I see Paritosh in the chat going, honestly, can't we expect him to do even a little bit of that? I feel like he's referring to, like, shouldn't he have a little more Spoelstra in him? And my pushback to that would be Spoelstra's doing it with G Leaguers. You know who never gets yo-yoed? Jimmy Butler. You know who never gets yo-yoed? You know, Bam Adebayo. Kevin Love has a pretty consistent role. Terry Rozier has a pretty consistent role. But Haywood Haismith, Jamal Cain, those dudes, you may play 30, you may not play. Caleb Martin, he's established himself, but like it was the same sort of thing. And you're dealing with a lot of dudes with, they have reputations and names. Like Klay Thompson's a first bout Hall of Famer. You can't just treat him like he's Jamal Cain, you know? And it's just kind of like, it kind of speaks to the Warriors roster issue where it's like, as much as Steve has done stuff I haven't liked this season, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you move too quick, you're pissing off veterans. If you move too slow, you look like you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
You start Clay and this lineup, and you're probably slow in the backcourt defensively. You start Pods or Chris Paul, you're small. You start Looney next to Draymond, you have no spacing. Like it's all just putting one out for another. And that's kind of like, that's why this team's probably going nowhere in general. There's a lot of good players here, but it's kind of a crappy lineup construction.
Which I think going back to Clay starting tonight, and it works so beautifully, is that it is like, you know, that meme or the GIF where you're taping up a dam, right? And you're taping up the hole, and then there's another hole coming out. But tonight it works so well. They have the spacing to get Steph open looks. You get a night where Kuminga and Wiggins has a little more room to operate. They can score. I mean, they combined to go tonight 15 for 27. Both of them had really efficient scoring games where they didn't volume shoot. Mm-hmm. And it's the offense looks so much better, but then now you're taken away from the bench a little bit, and that's where they struggled a little bit tonight, where Chris Paul didn't get his guy next to him. Chris Paul only took 2 shots tonight, and he struggled. Right, he turned the ball over a few times now. And so it's kind of, yes, now that starting lineup's great, but now your bench is going to struggle a little bit. We saw Moses Moody play a little tonight, and he played okay, though I don't know why he played the second half. But I think you're right. I think at the end of the season, we're going to look back, and we are going to give a little more grace to Steve Kerr, where it's, I don't know what you're supposed to. I don't know what he could have really, really done. From a micro level, you can argue each and every loss he could have done.
It was really frustrating in November when I was just like, dude, this isn't going to work.
But end of the season, I think, look, man, like, you know what you're going to get with Steve. Did they think that when they give him that extension or whatever, like, were they really sitting here and thinking, you know what, Steve's going to turn over a new leaf. Everything this guy, he has 10 championships in his room. Everything about him, he's going to change.
You know what?
Come on, be fucking real.
You know what I think the Steve Kerr extension was? I think that was management saying, you're right. That's what I think it is. I think that's management saying, you're right. Let's finish the season. Let's see what we can do. If we can get into the playoffs and win a round, that's awesome. But you're right, and we're going to fix the roster in the offseason. Maybe that's like a cope on my part a little bit, you know? Like, it could be. But that's the way I'm reading it. Because if management wanted to blow this thing up and go in a different direction, they're not cutting Steve Kerr the biggest check in the league. You know, it seems to me like we understand this year is probably not going to end in a title.
No, probably. It will not.
It will not. I don't want to rule it out, but probably. But, you know, Kuminga got better. Pajemski and Trace didn't play tonight, but those guys got better. They have a little more flexibility. There's moving parts. It's kind of like one of those things where you're like, you know what? Disappointing, but at least we can get back on track in the off season, and let's just do everything we can to set ourselves up for that. And I think part of that, honestly, is I want to see them end the year strong. I want to see them not miss the play-in. I want to see them make the playoffs. If they lose in the first round, so be it. But I want to see them have a strong end to the season, where we can all walk away from it going, you know what? Not the right roster, too old, too small, too dumb, whatever it is, you know? But, all right, now we can reset it and we can go in a different direction, as opposed to, you know, watching them like fade away and Houston take them away. I understand embarrassment and like maybe you could shame them into some stuff, but like personally, I don't want to watch that.
Well, I think regardless of whether they end up in a play-in or not in the playoffs, I think the shame is coming from them regardless. If they feel like they have a sense of accomplishment by finishing in the 9 seed and winning a couple games in the first round, they're lost already, right? Like, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You are the highest paid contract. You are the highest.
You're the dynasty. The dynasty, bro.
Yeah. They spend the most amount of money, and you guys are not going to get a single freaking home game. Not one home game. And you guys get paid the most. Every single player on this team gets. Look at this roster. Draymond Green, 25 mil. Andrew Wiggins, 27 mil. Steph, whatever, deserves it. Klay, 40 mil. You know, Chris Paul, 30 mil. I mean, even GP2 gets paid 7 million. He's been unavailable or not good. You know what I'm saying? So it's this roster is ridiculous. And you guys aren't going to get a home game. I mean, you talk about embarrassment. That's what this season has been. So the Light Years podcast, and tonight's a good night for this because Steph took over the game in the fourth quarter there, are brought to you by Under Armour. Steph Curry makes you believe you can do anything, and the Curry 11s are specifically designed with ultimate bounce, grip, and stability to allow everyone to do their thing. New generations of ball players are coming up, showing the basketball world that the old rules do not apply. The future is exciting, fast, positive, and hungry. This NBA season, rock with your favorite player and rep his shoes on off the court. The Curry 11s are perfect for both the committed and casual ballers. The UA Warp Tech makes the shoe feel like it was designed for your feet, locked in no matter what you do on the court. Stop in your tracks with dual density UA flow cushioning and traction and emergency brake you don't even notice. Steph's 11th signature shoe steps into the second decade of his sneaker career, pulling colorway inspiration from the wonders of a positive and modernized future on off the court. Take these kicks with you when you leave the scrimmage and rep UA wherever you go. Do your thing, change the game. The Curry 11, Future Curry, is available now at currybrand.com.
Well, you know, I had to play Prize Picks this game. And let me give you some Ipe Mazuhara advice here. If you got a big who can pass the ball, take the over on their assists versus the Warriors, because that team can't rotate at all. So, you know, I saw Bam and I was like, easy money. 1.5 assists. Who are we kidding? He walks into 5. What did he walk into? 5. Even in the second quarter when he fell down hurt, he already had 2. So I was already good. So I knew that was going down. But in perfect Warriors fashion, I give one and I take one. I bet the over on Pods is cumulative points, rebounds, and assists. And I should have seen it coming that they were going to cut Pods to the bench because, you know what? Like, it's right. He needs to get down to about 15, 20 minutes a game, which is the way he's at now, the last couple of games. But I wanted to believe. I wanted to believe in my guy, B Pods. I put on there. I put the 60.5. It didn't happen.
Just a little extra juice on the game. You know, it gets the people going. You download the app today. Look. There's a lot of basketball games going on. You can do those. There's baseball starting on Thursday. You could do those. You've got really anything you want. You've got hockey. So basically, look, man, download the app today. Use code LIGHTYEARS. First deposit match up to $100. And we, the LIGHTYEARS podcast, is brought to you by Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me or Sam, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're in the Bay Area or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/lightyears to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/lightyears. No material or testimonials on the Unified Health Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including the EE system.
Could we just talk about the most important thing we're going to talk about right now, which is the Bucks and Lakers are fucking frauds.
Yes. All right, let's do it. I'm in. I don't think we talk about the rest of the NBA enough. This makes me happy.
No. We got to do this real quick. The Warriors are going nowhere, but I will not hear a word from either of those teams. None.
You want to talk Bucks first or Lakers first?
All right, let me ask you this. If the Denver Nuggets do not win the title, because I know you, and it's a pointless discussion, you think they're the favorite, the overwhelming favorite.
Of course.
I also agree with you, they're a favorite. Who do you think is the most likely team to win?
I can't believe it. It's the Celtics. I know, even though that they've been the best regular season team by all advanced metrics, people do not want to pick them. I think it would be a cool story. So I am personally rooting for the Celtics to win if it's not the Nuggets or someone else, because it would be a cool story. And because they're really good, Sam. They have all the tools. They have everything. They have all the only thing that they're missing is something that they really just they just either have it or they don't. And maybe they just don't have it. Maybe they're just not going to be good enough for crunch time is what I'm talking about. Maybe they just don't have that guy. But everything else they have. For 43 minutes of the game, they have everything. So do you have anybody else that you will pick if it's not the Nuggets or the Celtics? Don't say the Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat, of course. Going with the Heat. Here's my case for the Heat.
Really?
I don't think they've played a single game this season. I don't think they've played a single game this season. I was looking it up. Their starting lineup has not played 8 games together. I think they're clowns. I think they make fun of the NBA by not playing their players. Jimmy had illness. I don't know if I believe it, you know?
Sure.
I think they keep everyone healthy and then they roll into the playoffs and go after it because they can. That's what I think. They have the best coach in the NBA. They have a proven roster of guys with versatility to match up in the NBA. And, you know, I really, until I see them, quote unquote, like flame out early in the playoffs, I think they're going to run through the East. I do.
Run through the East.
Are they worse than they were last year?
They're better, probably, honestly.
Like, Hawkins is better than what they had. Caleb Martin's a better player than he was last year. Terry Rozier, here's my prediction for you. Terry Rozier is going to get ridiculously hot versus Boston or Milwaukee, and everyone's going to lose their minds when he hits 8 threes, that type of game, you know? And he's been terrible since they've got him. I think the East is a joke. I think Miami's the most likely team to run through it in general. And the other team I'll throw out there is Dallas.
Oh, okay. Now you're... Oh.
I don't know that Dallas is a sustainable team, but they made 2 trades at the deadline. Gafford and PJ make sense for what they want to do, and they're the classic turn it up in the big games type of moment. I'm telling you, I don't believe in Minnesota or OKC. At all.
Okay. We agree on Minnesota and OKC. So can I sell you on this team? I'm going to sell you on the team. Guys are going to hate me. Really going to hate me. I mean, on the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm in.
Yeah, because you know that the government wants them to win.
Government.
You saw the whistle tonight. You saw the whistle.
It was ridiculous. I agree with you on the Bucks. I think they're fraudulent. That's a team that I think looks like they don't like playing with each other or don't know how to play with each other. Yeah. It's just, what are they doing in crunch time? Dame's doing his own thing. Giannis doing his own thing. Either of them can get the ball. Malik Beasley's taking a number of threes that I don't know why when you've got a bunch of other players that can score. But the Los Angeles Lakers, they just make sense to me. I mean, we start with LeBron. That's obvious. We start with AD, who's the best defensive anchor in the league.
He's playing phenomenal. They're like, then, all troll side. Yes.
Yeah. And you've got a team that has big size. Like, that's a team that I can see taking out OKC in 5 or 6 pretty easily. That's a team that's not worried about Minnesota size, right? Minnesota's going to come at you with Gobert, and AD easily neutralizes that. And it's too young. Like, it just makes sense. They have enough offense with D'Lo and Reeves, enough defense. The only team that they're not going to beat is the Denver Nuggets, but nobody's going to beat the Nuggets. Nobody's going to beat the Nuggets. So if I were to tell you, you know, Jamal Murray twists an ankle and he's out for 2 weeks, that's the team I'd probably pick. Honestly. Yes, I know. The chat's telling me that I'm an embarrassment and that I'm saying crazy shit.
I'm not going to acknowledge it.
This is disgusting work. This is really disgusting work. But I watched the Lakers. And I could just easily see them being in the Western Conference Finals. And when you're in the Western Conference Finals, you know, maybe Michael Porter Jr. bets under on himself. and just like his brother. And he
shout out Jante.
I didn't know that was his brother, honestly. Doesn't really even look alike. But it just makes so much sense, the Lakers. And it disgusts me. But I'm not picking anybody in the West. I just can't pick anybody in the West outside of the Nuggets. I'm with you on OKC. They're too young. SGA doesn't play playoff type of basketball. We're going to watch him be fraudulent in the playoffs. Minnesota's just, we'll see. Cats still hurt. And
I'm not betting on Gobert. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right? Like, what are we doing there? And then the Suns are the Mavs? I'm kind of out on that too. But
I think Luka's better than y'all give him credit for. I think the Mavs are a classic lightning in the bottle team. Like, they have what makes sense on paper. It reminds me of the Lakers last year, if I'm being honest with you. You have the star power at the top, and you got a bunch of guys who, like, hey, am I going to buy on Gafford over a three-year sample? Probably not. But, like, right now, everyone's hyped and into it and buying in. And
well, the star power at the top is only Luka, though. So you're selling – Kyrie, though, right?
Really healthy, really healthy.
We'll see.
He's another one of those guys who can go on a run, but, like, if you're talking about over 3 years, you know what you're getting. So it does feel like the LeBron formula, but yeah, that's I like them.
This is LeBron's
on the flip side. I'm not buying the Clippers. Just too many. It's not a basketball thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like,
I'll just say it.
When has James Harden ever proven to be trustworthy for a 2 month period? You know, Kawhi,
you didn't like him contesting Kawhi's shot. That wasn't your. Wasn't your idea of a serious competitor?
The whole thing, just like at some point, someone's gonna get in a tough series, and how do I know Kawhi's back's not gonna tighten up and he's gonna lose the arena? You know what I mean? So whatever. If they prove me wrong, cool. But they haven't given me reason to buy that they have it in them for 2 months.
I think it's Celtics are an easy pick. Let me ask you this: would you, if I gave you the field? Or the Nuggets Celtics? Which one are you taking?
Nuggets Celtics. I think that's over 50%. And I'm going to go without like thinking too hard about it. I have the Nuggets as the overwhelming favorite. So let's say 30% odds they win the whole thing. Boston is probably my number two. And then after that, it's just me concocting scenarios where, you know, the Heat do like trust falls or Jim, you know.
I think the Nuggets are like 50%. So yeah, I'm with you. I take the Nuggets.
50's high, man. 50's high. Yeah, but I hear you.
They remind me so much of the old Warriors. Not like there's obviously the Warriors didn't have a Jokic and the Nuggets don't have a Steph, but they just remind me of each other so much where you just watch them play and it's the perfect fit of players. It's the perfect five. It's a perfect play style. It's athletically pleasing to watch. They're completely locked in. They're all in their prime. They give a fuck. There's no bullshitting. It would take an MCL sprain of the quality, right? Or you get, I don't even know. There's no LeBron and Kyrie. There's no LeBron and Kyrie in the rest.
I agree with you there. Like, their five-man lineup, it will not be beaten. It's going to have to come down to an injury.
Yeah.
And then, you know, okay, they don't have Aaron Gordon for a series. What does that do? And, like, you know, it's that sort of thing, right?
That's it. That's it. Yeah. Injury. That's it.
Let's see what we got. We got Paritosh calling in. We'll bring him in.
Let's go.
Oh, you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, opening with me, that's new. Anyway, so first of all, my surprise pick is Chris Paul, FMVP. So we are going to the finals and he's going to be MVP and everyone's going to say he's a real point guard. So the other thing is, okay, a couple of things. I actually think Kerr has done a very good job with Klay, honestly. I think that's the one thing that he's got right, that he's done the best job of this year with, for not just benching him, but convincing him to take a reduced role. I mean, I know we all wanted Klay back in the starting lineup, but just to get him to a point where he's okay with a bench role, I don't think there's anybody better than Kerr at doing that. in the league, honestly. So like not even Spurs. So shocking. that's the most praise you're getting out of me for Kerr anyway. But what I wanted to say is I think Andy brought up a good point, but I want to extend that to Steve Kerr. So when he said that these players have not earned their pay. Like we remember in November, we were saying Clay is earning $40 million playing like a G leaguer. So, and we all wanted Clay, or a lot of people wanted Clay gone at that point. Like they were saying, we were all in the chat saying that probably Clay does not survive past this year. So all I want to say is that if these guys can be held accountable for that, I think we can do a better job of holding the coaching staff accountable as well. Like they are the highest paid coaching staff in the league. And we did expect, we have pointed out so many mistakes where in close games, they could have done something better that might have resulted in a win. So all I'm saying is that we got to look at all of these factors. Obviously, Steve Kerr is not the most important factor. It's still the roster. But yeah, that's just what I wanted to say. And lastly, I think Steve Kerr is got the extension mostly because of Steph. Steph wanted Steve Kerr, and like they're not going to go against that for sure. So I honestly don't have a problem with that. I just expect a little bit better. And I'm going to go back to the trade idea that I've been mentioning since like a couple of pods ago. Zach LaVine. The reason being is that I think if Clay comes off the bench and we have LaVine at the two, that looks like a pretty good lineup. I don't know if that's Wiggins at the three or like who, or maybe Kuminga, but we have two shot creators, and depending on who we have to trade, obviously, for him. But that might be something that works. My biggest concern was that LaVine with Clay wouldn't have worked due to defensive reasons. But if Clay is okay taking a bench role next year, then that may actually be a pretty good roster. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Pertosh, appreciate you. I'm out on LaVine, personally. Personally, I am out on LaVine. I want them to get an impact play on the front court. I'm sorry. If you can get LaVine and you can somehow get a front court guy at the same time, I'm into it. I just, given the contracts and the, you know, reality of the cap situation, I don't think that's realistic. So to Paratosh's point, like who? I would go all in for Karl Anthony Towns, who's rumored to be available.
Now you're on my side. Let's go. Let's go.
Lauri Markkanen is another player who I would go all in on as a front court player. Obviously, the LeBron, Paul George stuff, there's rumors that they may be available. If they are, you go for it. But I don't like, I mean, this is the summer of 6'8 or over. That's where I'm at. I'm tired. I've been the guy who's been talking everyone into how Chris Paul can work. I'm over it. I need 6'8 or over.
Listen. Producer Tim, I'm gonna need you to run back the show where I sold everyone on Karl Anthony Towns before it happened. And I told you guys, this is it. Cat is going to be gone from Minnesota. He is just, they don't need him. He clogs up what they're trying to do. You build around Anthony Edwards and you build around defense. They're going to be a solid second round team, Western Conference Finals team for a long time. Go cash in Karl Anthony Towns. Get Wiggins back. Get some pick. I don't care. I don't care what you do. Maybe just get rid of his contract for an expiring like Chris Paul. Doesn't matter. Before the Warriors, by the way, in the chat, this is what Dreams is made of. This is what Dreams is made of. This is what Movies is made of. Actually, no. This is what.
Did I pull that up?
I was going to do. Well, I'm going to keep talking while you do that. He's a perfect fit for this team. He's not Giannis. He's not KD. He's not Paul George even. But you're telling me if you can get a guy you can have elite spacing around Kuminga and Draymond and you can develop him. That's the thing that people don't understand is you put Draymond next to him, Cat's going to have no choice but to play defense. Now, it might not be great defense, but it's going to be decent defense, good enough defense.
Eat space and don't foul.
That's exactly it. And I am so sold. And he's going to be annoying. He's going to say some really annoying stuff because he's Karl Anthony Towns. But it does not take away from the fact that he is probably one of the best shooting big men of all time. and a perfect offensive second option.
And he's a fucking hell of a passer. I think that's the underrated
part. I didn't even say that. I'd even put
he's a 40% three-point shooter on volume, but the guy can play Warriors basketball, the dribble handoffs, the backdoor cuts, the passing. I was saving this. This is my offseason takes.
I just think we're going to do numbers end of June with this one, but when you talk about second option scoring, that's the perfect guy, isn't it? It's just a guy that's just an easy pick and pop. It's an easy, hey, throw it in the post. He's going to get a shot or get fouled. I mean, it's just, I actually don't care for Lauri Markkanen. I would much rather have Karl-Anthony Towns. Much, much, much rather.
Do you really think it's that different?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go get him. Just came in to do my job. Do my job. This is what I'm supposed to do.
I think Lowry might be – well, Lowry's not as good a passer as him, but Lowry can really – similar idea. I'll put it that way.
I mean, Cat's a better –
I'm back two free throws. Don't worry about it. I got that.
It's crazy because after all that, they took him off the court to put him even closer to the locker rooms.
This is made up. 4 months away, I come back two free throws. Don't worry about it. I got that.
Oh,
yo,
we're in cringe season. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you put the ball in the hole that regularly. I'll look the other way.
I'm gonna be celebrating like you celebrated. Like the Warriors get Towns. I am. Anyway, I think that's as we go into they're going to Orlando tomorrow, so we'll be back after Orlando. But I think that is the quintessential type of player that the Warriors need. Like you said, just no more Zach LaVine, no more guards, no more wings that can't defend. If you're gonna pick a guy that can defend, pick a big guy. At least you can coach him into it. There's some innate size there, and you also have the best scoring big in the league. You got, I mean, Giannis, Embiid, Jokic, AD are better, but I mean, come on. There's not many.
We're dealing with no scoring in the front court. So, you know, we'll be here for that, but we'll see everyone tomorrow night. Appreciate you guys.